CTV.
Hey gang, this is Martin Zender broadcasting from the Orlando, Florida airport. I'm here on a layover. I'm flying to Ohio. My kid is turning one. So I'm laying over in Orlando. Left Fort Lauderdale. I'm laying over here for 2 hours. And then I'm leaving here to go to Ohio. I will make shows from there. I will be in Ohio for a week. Folks, I am so out of this world. I mean, what? This earth is getting so old. I'm listening to this news broadcast about 10 minutes ago. I don't know if you knew it, but Peter Frampton is starting his last world tour. Woo-hoo. Yes, and everybody's wondering if Trump's tariffs on China are going to work. Of course they're going to work, but what does that matter to us? We are celestial beings, and more we are out of place here. And I'm really out of place in this airport. My God, nobody gets it. Nobody gets it. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody gets it. This is a Joseph situation. I figured this out. I got to get close to the microphone because I can't talk too loud. So you're gonna be nailed with a close-up here of Martin Zender. I figured this out. You know how we were talking about, I was talking to you about how we are probably going to come back after the snatching away to help our loved ones go through the tribulation. The more I think about it, the more sure I am of this. Because the earth is going to be going through an unprecedented trial, and human beings are going to be in an unprecedented place. There's this unprecedented plus unprecedented equals unprecedented, or if you want to multiply unprecedented by unprecedented, you can do that. The result's the same, is unprecedented. But there is a template. There is a template, ladies and gentlemen. The template is Joseph. Think about this. When Joseph was with his brothers, there was something different about him. His brothers hated him because Joseph knew there was something about him. I'm drawing an analogy here. The analogy is, go back to your families in your mind. Think about even when you were raised. Think about when you were in high school. Think about how weird you felt, like something was different about you, right? Somehow you just didn't fit in. Even if you were fitting in, you didn't fit in. You didn't fit in while you were fitting in, if you catch my drift. How do you like my left ear? Yeah, if you're watching the airport cam, you're checking out my left ear. There. Even though you fit in, you really didn't fit in. That was Joseph. He felt different. He was different than all his other brothers. And his father picked up. There was something different about him, and so made him a multicolored coat, and his brothers hated him for it. Okay, the analogy is that God has picked us out of our families, out of our communities, out of our schools, out of our jobs, wherever you are. I met a kid at the Richmond Conference who listens to me in his high school class. He's in high school, and he sneaks his phone, and he listens to me during algebra class. It's so great. And he's called out. How does this kid feel walking around in high school? He must feel like he's with a bunch of zombies. His name's Steve. Good guy. Anyway, so God's favor is on us. And God has made us a multicolored coat. In other words, he has given us a multicolored expectation. He has given us a sparkly, shiny thing that not everybody else has. It's called Aeonian life, and deep calls unto deep. And God has called to us, and we hear a voice that other people don't hear. Just like Saul on the road to Damascus, right? The glorified Christ said, Saul, Saul. And Saul later testified, said, nobody else heard a voice. I'm the only guy who heard a voice. Can you relate? You're the only person who hears the voice. I know you can relate to this. All right, so you're the only one who hears a voice. Your family hates you, your school hates you, the community hates you, everybody thinks you're weird. So you eventually get sold off. It's like, he's no good, get rid of him. But you're being drafted into God's army. You go through a bunch of trials other people aren't going through, maybe, right? Joseph, right? His brothers want to get rid of him. And so they put him in a pit. And while they're thinking about what to do, the Ishmaelites come by and take him to Egypt as a slave. It's like, whoa, that's the sovereignty of God in action. I'm not saying any of us are slaves of the Ishmaelites, but look, it's kind of like that. It's a parable. Stay with the parable. God is the one in charge of our trials. Other people you know might be, you know, just kind of floating through life. We're going through the rigmarole. Yeah, that's a nice word for it. Because we're called. And look what God is doing with Joseph. He takes him to Egypt ahead of his family. Ahead of his family. And eventually makes him great to prepare a way for his family to follow. Look at you. See the analogy? I have the smartest audience on YouTube. And I know you're seeing the analogy right along with my left ear. The analogy is that we have been sent on ahead of the rest of the world. You've been sent on ahead of your family. But it's eventually for your family. It's for their sake. It's just like, it's a Jesus thing. It's a Joseph thing. The very person they hate, the very person they despise, the very person they think is nuts is going to be the very person that enacts their deliverance. Yes, we're going to enact their deliverance because we are being trained in Egypt. Yes, I'm being trained at the Orlando airport. You're being trained wherever you are. We're being trained in strange places. And this Orlando airport is a strange place. I'll tell you this right now. We're being trained for what? Well, we know our roles is to eventually become a blessing to the celestial world. But in the meantime, as I told you before, we are going to return to this earth with Christ when he returns for Israel. He comes with his saints. We're the only saints that have been vivified before this. It has to be us. There are no other saints. So we're coming to earth then. Why wouldn't we come to earth before that, when our loved ones need us most? And here they come, begging and crawling, just like Joseph's brothers coming back to Egypt. They don't recognize him at first. Why? Because he's so great. We are going to be so great. Our glorified bodies are going to be killer, killer. And they're going to tremble, and they're going to be OMG. Look at her now. Ooh, look at her now. They're not going to know us at first, just like Joseph. You've seen the analogy. They're not going to know us at first. But instead, the difference here is instead of the brothers coming to Joseph, we, Joseph, in the analogy, are going to the brothers and the father. And then we will be revealed. It's like, it is I. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it very slowly. It is I, Martin Zenda. They'll catch their breath. And then I'll use my famous line that I've been threatening to use. How do you like me now? So I think that's the combination. The first thing I'll say is, it is I. Kind of, you know, very, very formal. Very hair-raising. Then I'm going to follow that up with, how do you like me now? You know, very, very colloquial. And then it's like, would you like some help with your locust problem? Would you like some help getting food? Would you like some help with the death angel? Would you like some help with the 200 million supernatural cavalry going around killing people? Perhaps I can be of assistance. They're going to like you then, I'll tell you this. So this is what's coming for us. It's the Joseph experience. It's the Christ experience. Christ, same thing. I mean, Joseph is a type of Christ. We all know that. He goes on ahead. Christ and Joseph, they go on ahead. They go through the shit now so they don't have to go through the shit later. And the people who are just kind of flying by now, they have to go through the shit later. While they're going through the shit, we're glorified in heaven. But being the nice people that we are, we'll be even nicer when we're glorified. I mean, I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy now. I can't even imagine being nicer than I am now. But I will be when I'm glorified. And we're going to show up to our families, and it's going to be spectacular. Spectacular. It's going to be spectacular. Spectacular. I hope this video hasn't made you dizzy or intoxicated or disturbed watching my left ear and my hair, but that's all I have. This is Martin Zender signing off from Egypt, i.e. the Orlando airport. Next stop, the Celestial Realms.